Yo, what's up, man? This your boy, Mr. 404. I'm coming at y'all, man, because I'm lit. I'm hyped, man. You know what I'm saying? I done made some moves this week. If you ain't made no moves, man, you need to be ashamed of yourself. But anyway, man, I'm telling you, man, it's all about being an entrepreneur, getting your own, doing your own, teaching your kids how to get their own. But yo, ain't nobody hit me up about putting a name to this station. But guess what? No fret. Hit me up, man. Hit me up. We gonna figure this thing out. Hit me up at 678-964-4145. You can text me, you know, do all the other new stuff that these kids doing out there. Hit me up, man. Well, hit me up on Instagram, man. Hit me up on Facebook, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm at that KJB photo booth. You know, I'll take your call. I'll take your little listen. But you got to hit me. You got to hit me, dude. Yo, what's up? It's your boy, JB, man. I'm here with the famous, infamous Michael Maurice, you know what I'm saying?
What's that?
Gents Grooming Lounge, you know what I'm saying? Hair cuttery. Basically, an entrepreneur extraordinaire. I mean, he has more things going on, just the barber shop. He got everything about investments and land and we gonna get into these topics, man, for probably about 45 minutes if I could just hold him. He's just so busy, man. I just got to, you know, I finally got him on the couch. He on the couch, he sit down, we gonna do this. And without further more ado, Mr. Michael Maurice, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm good, JB. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. It's wonderful, man. You are starting to build an empire.
Yeah. That's the plan. That was the whole plan from the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, I know we had some talks earlier in the week, some emails, man. You was talking about, you know, you want to be a cannabis farmer and you want all this other stuff. You want that done. You need investors. You trying to do stuff, man. You just came back from where? Colorado, didn't you?
Colorado was nice.
How was that experience?
Oh, that experience was life changing.
How? I mean.
Yeah, I mean, well. It basically just opened my eyes to the whole cannabis industry. That's my first time being in a dispensary, you know, and seeing just how they move and how they do things. It's real professional. I love it.
Oh,
love
when you went in there, you was crazy. You was like, give me everything.
No. I was only going to be there for a couple of days, so I had to, you know, choose wisely.
But why were you there the whole, I mean, you wasn't there for the whole cannabis thing. You was trying to, you know, I know you were a charger, you know what I'm saying? Why were you there? What drawed you there, you know, the first place?
So initially, earlier this year, we had a NBBS, that's National Barbers and Beauty Symposium in Atlanta, January, you know. So, and I met a guy, Jay Diller. And he handed me this flyer. He was also giving a class there, and I took his class as well. But he gave me a flyer about the cannabis and the hair battle. So it's going to be merging two industries together, the hair industry and the cannabis industry. So you have, you know, the barber battle. So you have the barbers, and then you have the folks that deal in the cannabis industry, dispensaries, folks who make the equipment, folks who...
Everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you got some union people getting down in this. You know what I'm saying? This cannabis movement it's far wide than just.
Listen, it is coming to Georgia. Okay, it's coming.
Oh yeah.
Governor Kemp just signed April 17th, I believe.
So give me some background. What you know about that? Yeah, I mean, tell everybody, the listeners, what you know about the Governor Kemp bill, I mean, as far as what you know.
Okay, well, now we can cultivate and dispense. However, in 2015, they passed the law to where, okay, if you need it for medical, if you need the THC oil for medical reasons, you know, we approve you for that, mm-hmm. but couldn't mm-hmm. nobody possess it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm so trying now, to get my fucking card, man. Hey, man. I'm trying to get my shit.
So
I got some fucking prop.
So that just happened on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can cultivate and dispense. But the thing is, they're only giving out 6 licenses in the entire state, and I'm pretty sure they know already who those licenses are.
Do you think that's fair? Do you think that's fair?
Big Pharma is going to get, you know, that first, and then it's going to trickle down, you know. Listen, I want a fucking license. Let me apply, you know. Let me and my folks apply, and we can go from there. But is it fair?
So no. Say if I wanted to do a co-op with you, man, how would I get in contact with you? You know what I'm saying? If I say, hey, man, Mike, you know what I'm saying? What you've been saying so far, you know, sounds pretty good. Mm. How can I holler at you?
Just Instagram, Facebook, call the shop.
Okay.
Leave a message, you know.
That's all good because, you know, I understand the whole little situation that everybody's trying to get into the movement. They're trying to get everything done, you know. But yeah, you know, we short for time. Let me move on to man, the entrepreneurship, man. I mean, how long you been running Jizz Groomer Lounge, man? I mean, it's a fly ass shop. I appreciate fly, that. Man. I appreciate fly that. As thanks, hell, Jay. Man. Thanks, I mean, man. I go in there, man, you know what I'm saying? I gotta spend a lot of money, you know, more than what I'm spending, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the t-shirts, you got the decks on the board, skateboards, mm. I mean all that. Mm. I mean, what is your vision, man? Let me know, man. Let me know.
Man, the vision is simply just to build an empire, build a brand on just the shit I like. I enjoy cutting hair. I love fucking cutting hair. It's an art. It's an art, you know. And I would rather not be, you know, doing anything at all other than that right now. You know, that's my passion right
so,
now.
So how long you been cutting hair, Mike? How long you been cutting hair, Mike?
Yeah. Since about 2000.
2000?
Since I graduated high school.
Well, oh yeah, another thing, you're a veteran too.
Oh yeah.
You're a veteran. You're supply?
92
Alpha. 92 Alpha, yeah.
Logistics.
Man. Yeah, logistics.
Yeah.
And then you went back and did some work overseas for your country.
Oh, yeah.
For your country, man. You bleed red, white, blue. Yeah, I understand that. But at the same time, was you doing that when you was overseas? You was giving chops up?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah, because I'm a veteran too, man.
Yeah, man. And, I know.
You know, I had to rely on you guys. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't find, you know, the regular barbershop people from MV or whatever, yeah. Brown and Rude. They couldn't cut your hair right, you know?
Like a PX.
You always gotta go to somebody, you know what I'm saying, from the spot, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. Like, you would be back at home, man. We would be in the tent.
Yeah.
And we'd be cutting just like, you know.
We'd be chopping.
Hey, like, we on Glenwood, you know yeah. what I'm saying, Cantler Road or, you know, Campbellton Road.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna get into all that. But, you know what I'm saying, you my man. And where you from? Where you from, man? I don't know.
Okay,
from,
so man? I was born in West Fulda, Germany. Army brat.
You were born in Germany.
Yeah, West Fulda,
Germany.
You was
exotic.
And then, you know, my dad, folks, is from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know. My mom, folks, originally from Douglas, Georgia. But then, grandma
moved. Douglas?
Yeah.
They cook ham hocks down there. Oxtail, too, down there. Yeah, I'll be throwing you out, but go
all
ahead.
All that. So, but then, grandma then moved the family to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And, mom and daddy met when they was elementary school.
Mm, so grandma knew she knew the hustle. She like, let's go to Miami and let's get this money.
Yeah.
Okay. True, man. Glad to meet you, man. I mean, I'm glad to have you on the show, man.
Yeah.
We the black people, man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Give me a pound, man. Let me sit down, yeah. man. Yeah. So, besides Barbara.
Yeah.
What else you do?
Oh, man, listen.
I mean, I know you've been coming. I've been knowing you for a long time. I've been knowing Mike for a long time. You know, for the listeners out there, I just want to put him out there. And then when we want to talk about multiple streams of freaking income, I ain't gonna already. Say you know my mama might be listening, but multiple streams of income. Can you tell me about that, Mike?
You definitely want to have that for the simple fact if you know, for instance, funds stop coming from this source. You always have a backup and then a backup and then a backup. You want to have at least four streams of income.
What are you doing? What are you doing, man? Prove it to the people, man.
So, I'm a vet. Mm-hmm. And I get a disability compensation for my service in the military. So, that's one stream right there.
Oh, so you can't cut all the time because you got a disability. Yeah. So, you only can take about 2-3 clients.
Yeah.
Dang. But you got other people in there chopping.
Yes, yes.
Oh man.
I'm still building my team. I'm still building my team.
Hold up, let me not get off topic. Yeah. Let's talk about multiple streams of income.
Okay.
So, you a real estate guy.
If you want to call it that.
Diesel's in the background breathing, if y'all that's what y'all wanna hear. Y'all hear that. That's my bulldog. He, you know, he making sure everything tight.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Mr. Mike.
But yeah, you definitely want to have four. I say at least four. You can have more, 5, 6, 7, however. But real estate, rental properties, you know. So that's two, and then the shop is three. I'm working on number four right now. And I would tell any and everybody out there, listen, invest or do what you fucking love to do. Do that. And then don't worry about the money. The money gonna come because that's what you're supposed to be doing. If you believe in energy in the universe.
So what about investing? Are you investing in anything? Or?
Like I said, rental properties, stocks. Every now and again, I got some cannabis stocks. Few other stocks. I had stocks before when the rapid scans in the airports, the full body scans,
mm-hmm.
before they came out to the, well, before they got to the U.S., they were in Europe, and we were investing way before then. So we made out pretty good once they came to the U.S. and, appreciate it.
Okay, man. Sound like you a well-rounded brother on this whole situation. I try to be, man.
I'm still learning, though.
Hey, man, I'm glad to have you on the couch, man. Because that's what it is. We're going to have that on the couch, man. We're going to speak about multiple streams of income and investments and business. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? How long your business been in service, man?
About two years.
You got 2 years in the game.
A little over 2 years. A little over 2 years. Yeah.
So, what about advertisement and things of trying to promote your business? Mm-hmm. What type of avenues that you use? You know what I'm saying? To help you get out there, that you notice that hey, it drives in people to my business.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just one specific thing. It's a team of things that has to happen, for instance, you say billboards, you say Instagram, Facebook, all that helps,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Going to events and passing out your business cards to these events that we have going on here in Newark County,
yeah, man,
and then other
too.
Counties,
yeah, yeah.
Definitely. So all that helps in marketing your business and getting people in those doors and in those chairs.
So you see that as being successful. That's showing up, showing up in a place where, you know what I'm saying, you're not getting paid for it. You got to get your cups and your flyers and your... Sometimes you got to put your neck out there. Yeah? You got to be a mongoose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So. When you sit on that couch, man, you already know what's going on. We gonna tell you. We gonna tell you. But at the same time, man, I mean, it's beautiful, man. I seen you grow your business, man. I mean, I walk in the door, it's just like, it's like heaven, you know. Gents Grooming Lounge, you know, it's beautiful. It's real beautiful. I come in there, I get a haircut, man. You know, guess what? I don't have to sit. You know what I'm saying? When I bring my kids in there, it's time for their haircut. They don't sit. They ain't waiting. Mm-hmm. Time they walk through the door, it's like, hey, we've been waiting on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And how do you do that, man?
Just timing, man. Timing. Knowing how long that service is going to take. And then also training your barbers or, you know, your staff on the procedure and how just things are done. Of course, do your own thing, but at the same time, if you do them in this manner right here, everybody can flow.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can flow, and things can run seamlessly. You know, yeah.
I understand that, man. Yeah.
Nobody, you know, we try to be on time always, but nobody really wants to wait.
I mean, it's no wait, dude. I'm talking about when I come in there. You say,
not unless you're walking. Now, if you're walking and you just walking in, now you might have to wait, or you might have to just make an appointment for another day or something.
Man, but the walk-ins don't even wait that long, man. I've come in there, man, and you know, one of the boys get cut and they got an appointment, they're done. Yeah. And then I say, shit, well, I need to shape up for something, and boom, it's like magic. It's like magic, you know. But you are a different dude, you know what I'm saying? Your other barbers, they're straight, they tight, you know, but you are always booked up, man. How can I get around, you know, what can I do? Michael Maurice. Michael Maurice is the best chopper that I know. So, you know, yeah, other people, they're great. They're fine. I love them. I embrace them. But, you know, Michael Maurice just gives you that extra touch, that hot towel on your face. You know, it might give you a little massage and give you a coach like, what did you do this week, man? Did you make some money? How do I stay on top and be, you know what I'm saying, in that progression so I can keep the rotation in your cutting schedule? Cause I mean, you stay booked up, man.
You have to book it in advance with me. That's a must. Because if not, I book up rather quickly. I'm usually 2 to 3 weeks out. You know, sometimes every now and again, I get a few cancellations. You know, you might be able to slide in there, but that's either hit or miss. You know.
So I'm gonna give you Beth. She one of your barbers.
Yeah.
Critique now. I'll put you on the spot, nigga. I mean, dude.
Beth is good. Beth brings as far as the cosmetology side of it. She brings a whole lot of teaching moments, especially on longer hairstyles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to have her give an in-house class, me, her, Angelo. She's going to cut a longer style haircut.
Well, don't bring up Angelo just yet, man. You know, he's the shining star. You know, I was supposed to bring his name up, actually. Okay. I'm talking about Beth is a rising star. Yeah. I love her. She's doing her thing. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? She's killing them. You know, a lot of these dudes, man, they got it. Mm. I haven't seen her, you know, I've seen long, you know, the good cuts, comb overs, you know what I'm saying, fades. She can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
She can do it all.
She really can. And right now she's going to school at Gwinnett Barber College to get a barbering license. So she'll be done in August. So she'll be due a license. You know, it's just all about elevating
Oh, so you about that teaching shit.
Educate yourself. You have to educate yourself in this industry every day because it changes. Just like, you know, music, fashion, all that, hair, all that is one, in a sense. Because somebody has, for the photo shoots, for the rappers, or whoever, the celebrities, the people on the news, somebody has to get up and do their hair and do their makeup. Unless they do it themselves. You know?
Well, you ain't gonna find too many people doing that themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Not for that high profile type thing.
No. But yo, you know what I'm saying? I finally nailed down my homie. And I'm gonna put this podcast out for everybody. Everything is done. You know what I'm saying? Michael Maurice has spoke his piece.
This ain't the last time. I'm going to sit down again.
We gonna do more. But I'm going to end this. I'm going to end this podcast, man. Because I don't want to take too much of y'all time. But at the same time, y'all need to call in, leave messages. And I will find a way to get this stuff done. You know what I'm saying? I got him from a whole time. I got him on the couch, man. I got him on the couch for almost 20 minutes. And this is what we going to do. We're going to keep putting this thing out here.
Yes, sir.
All day. You know, this is for the people.
Oh, yeah.
The black people. We out.